Hey there, Lions fans. Tom and Rich with you this week. Randy is sick.
Shout out to Randy. Shout out to Lions fans.
Get well, Randy. It's, now I can say that I've always done one more pod than Randy.
There you go.
Yes. So, it's Happy New Year time. Happy football New Year.
4 o'clock is come and gone.
Yes. Here we go.
Time to crack a beer.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Yeah, we missed the...
Cheers to the new year.
Yes. We did. It's officially the 2024 season.
Yep.
And the Lions are actually on the list of favored teams to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh yeah. Not even pretty high in that list.
Yeah, not even like trying to crack the top 10 or something. Right. In dreams. Moving on and moving up, and we're gonna get into the free agency that's been happening now that the legal tampering period is
the negotiation period.
Yes, is going.
It's not legal tampering anymore. It's negotiating period.
Yes, negotiating. Yeah, they don't go from illegal to legal. Yeah, they go illegal to negotiating.
Negotiating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Through agents.
Makes it sound a whole lot better. More uppity up.
Right. Where I don't know if anyone, I think there was a kicker that went back on his word or whatever already.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, nothing's
so
etched in stone until 4 o'clock and somebody signs some papers.
Yeah. So you make it happen.
Yeah.
So, but everything's up and up for the Lions so far, as far as we know.
And a lot of stuff going on around the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people trying to catch up with the Lions.
Man.
A lot of people trying to use the Lions' blueprint.
I like that. You know, that is, sure. Yeah. Got to get a run game going.
There you go.
So, and got to get offensive line going. And where did the money go this year in free agency on that the first day of the frenzy? A lot of it went to center
defense
and guard. Right. Well, on offensive line.
Oh yeah.
You know,
re-signed Glasgow.
Yeah. Well, I mean across the league too.
Oh yeah, man. You know, guards got huge money across the league.
Yeah, and setting records for center.
Jonah Jackson got 17 a year.
Yeah, and
you know another guard got $20 million a year for 5 years.
Carolina, right? I think.
Yeah. So Carolina's got lots of money.
They're spending.
Yeah,
good for them.
Yeah. Hopefully they already have a tackle and a center before they spend $20 million or $25 million a year. $20 million, I guess. Well,
yeah, and LA Rams
spent
$17 million a year on
their tackle.
Yeah, or well, on the guard.
Or on their guard, yeah. Dotson.
Jackson.
Jonah Jackson.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Jonah Jackson.
How much did they give Dotson?
I don't know, but it was
Right up there too. Exactly. So they spent a ton of money on their guards.
A ton of money. So. Yeah. Good for them. Good for protecting Stafford. I'm all for it.
Yep.
I'm not saying it was a bad move.
Yep. Maybe they'll have a run game this year.
Right.
Everybody seems to want a run game now.
Their first round pick since Jared Goff.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they haven't traded it yet. They haven't actually picked it yet. Gosh. Yeah.
So.
Crazy.
Yeah. It'll be in Detroit. So, yeah, maybe it'll be an offensive line man.
Defensive tackles got big money.
They sure did.
Starting out with Kansas City, you know, re-upping their own.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted him.
Yeah.
You know, that was a tight dream. Yep, yeah. Chris Jones.
Yep.
Chris wanted to stay in Kansas City.
Said he was going
to
stay.
And Kansas City was willing to give him more money than pretty much just about anybody. Makes him the highest paid defensive tackle.
Yeah.
So it's like, that makes it pretty easy to say, oh, yeah, I always wanted to be here.
Even if it was just me drunk during the parade of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Know. Whatever. I mean, as long as you're paying me.
Yeah.
I want to be here.
Yeah. Yep. It's a good deal.
Yeah. Who was it? Wilkinson?
Yeah.
That got,
Wilkins.
Wilkins.
Yeah, I forget how.
Yeah.
From Miami.
Yep. He got another guy that was high on Lions fans' wish list.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went for, you know, pretty big money.
Go Bucks.
Oh gosh, who's the guy that everybody just freaking out? Oh my goodness, Hunter.
Oh yeah,
Danielle from Hunter.
However you want to say it, yep. Danielle. Yeah.
Goes to Houston, $24.5 million. Oh my goodness. Well, why didn't he come to Detroit for $24.5 million? Well, Houston doesn't have, you know, state taxes. So that bumps it up to 25. And then it's his hometown. So you're going to have to bump it up to 26 or 7. So, I mean, you know, come on, people. It's his hometown. He wanted to go there. I mean, you're going to have to outbid in a huge way. Yeah. Hey, maybe, in 6 years or something, Sauce Gardner will want to come back to his hometown for his last hurrah, you know.
Right.
Or maybe Max Crosby, will want to come back to, you know, Southeast Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, hello, people. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
He wanted to be there. Before. Hunter was, we didn't know it, but Hunter was not in the equation.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted to go home.
Yeah. If anything, using this to drive up the price.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and Detroit just feeling out all of the, being in the conversation of everybody. So no one really knows what is going on. And there's no leaks going on, really, you know?
Yeah, that's why I've really loved him. Yeah. It's like, if you hear that there's talks about a trade, well, then it's probably not going to happen, because if you've heard it, they're done talking.
Right.
That's the way Brad Holmes works. You know, if you heard about it, they're probably done talking.
Yeah. Yeah. And with John Dorsey on board.
Oh, man.
No one's seeing anything.
Did that guy used to work for the CIA or what?
he's got the right face for it. That's for sure.
He gives out nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So,
and you don't hear, NFL insiders talking about this, that, or the other thing about Brad Holmes is talking about this, or this Detroit scouts, or this or that. And
Yeah.
So
they do a lot of speculating. They talk about, well, we think this would be a good, but yeah, it's never, well, it's coming out of Detroit, because it don't come out of Detroit.
Right. My source says, there's no source.
Yeah.
Which is somewhat frustrating. You know, it's like you feel like they're ignoring Detroit, but then this time of year on the TV for as good of a team as we had last year.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, they really don't have a whole lot to talk about, because up until, the free agency, they hadn't really done anything.
Right.
They re-signed Glasgow, and that's not big news for the NFL Network.
Right.
It's like humdrum.
Yeah. It's like, and that was before, negotiation period actually started.
Right.
You know, they had that one. They jumped on that. That was the one I was waiting for. So we lost Jonah.
Yes.
Now, people think that we need a starting left guard now. But we don't. Graham is actually going to move from right to left. This is me talking.
Okay. Sure.
Now, this is the same guy that has said that Penei Sewell was going to be a right tackle.
Yeah.
And I clown everybody that talks about, oh, let's move Taylor Decker to guard or, you know, wherever, you know. Yeah. No.
Or Sewell to guard.
Yeah. Sewell is a right tackle, and he is the best right tackle in the whole freaking league, and he's awesome at that because he's so athletic. He's big. He moves. He's a great run plower.
Yeah.
You know, to waste that talent on the left side, I mean, that's a waste. It really is.
Right. It's like Joe Alt coming out in the draft at 6'8". It's like you're not putting that dude at right tackle.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, these days where you got to put your best tackle at left side, those are over.
Yeah.
You know, Max Crosby does not go up against the left tackle. He goes up against the right tackle. You know, both tackles are important. The guy in your face is important. Just as important as the guy, you know, protecting your backside, your blind side. Anyway, which they have a good one. I mean, Decker's a good one. I expect them to extend him.
Yeah. And just like Decker would not really make a good right guard.
No.
You know?
No.
It's like some guys are just left guards. But left tackles.
Right. I mean, but to get back to my point is, I think Glasgow is going to move from right to left. Remember, Glasgow played left guard when he was with the Lions.
I do remember him doing both. I don't remember what the split was.
He just doesn't like to bounce all over the place.
Give me a place. And he doesn't want to play center.
And he doesn't want to play center.
Right.
You know.
And that's fine.
But I think Graham actually is better at left guard. And Colby will be ready at right guard. Colby actually, when he was ready, when he prepped at right guard for a whole week and then it started, he wasn't bad. He played a good game. You know. Yeah. So I think he might be ready. I mean, he's a bruiser of a boy. You know, and he's athletic. And I think he's a great matchup next to Penei. And then put Graham back between his two best friends.
Right.
You know, and Taylor and Frank. So that's my prediction. So you got your starting offensive line. Okay. Sure. You got, and you brought back Skipper Dan.
Yeah.
You had to bring back Skipper Dan.
Yeah.
Sixth, I think, Kyle Meineke, I think, reported this is the sixth straight year that Detroit has brought him back on a 1-year contract.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we love Skipper Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan but, Skipper.
But you need... you need two backup guards and a guard center.
Yeah.
And a back and another swing tackle. You know, so you know, I you know, you could say they did get tender Awosika.
Yeah.
So they need out of the draft if they could come up with Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
Or Zach Frazier, or who's another one that was a good guard center?
Yeah.
Barton, I think, can play all three positions.
Right. Yep.
Somebody like that is who I'm looking for out of the gate, probably with, first or second round picks.
Dun, dun. Yeah. Yeah, Graham Barton, there you go, that's his name.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, nah, glasses.
So, I want to say that offensively we have every starting position actually, if we have to, we can fill it right now. The only thing we're missing is the next receiver. We don't have Donovan Peoples-Jones or Josh Reynolds back in the fold yet.
Yeah, there's
and it's weird. Mike it's like Williams.
As much as people complained about the defensive side of the ball, it's like you still fall into offense in the first round of the draft.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's weird.
Odani Mitchell would be awesome. Guy ran what? Four, three, five?
Right? Yeah,
6'3".
Yeah, the wide receivers are crazy this year.
Yeah, great wide receiver class. You know.
I mean, yeah, they talk about Keon Coleman.
It would be a little bit, to me, a little bit of, you know, a splurge. But to me, it was a splurge when they went and got J-Mo.
Right.
So, you know.
And that's the thing. It's, all of this is about who's their guy. And do they, so where do you, I know you've talked about, and Randy would be down with this, about trading out of the first round.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, regardless of the fact that it's in Detroit and
you'd everybody be sitting outside waiting until 11 o'clock at night, and then, oh, man, I'm trading to.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Go home and don't burn the city down.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that's, other than all of that, and like something like Joe Alt falling to 29.
Right, right.
You know, because...
Yeah, banking on somebody to fall.
Yeah. There,
don't do that. There's going to be a lot of tackles
come off the board. Troy Fontenot.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him everywhere from 15 to 30. You know, he's really good, and but he, I mean, he's a natural guard. He, you know, and tackle.
Yep.
But he would, I mean, you could plug him right in.
Yeah.
You know, and then keep Colby as a backup.
Exactly, and then if Fontenot becomes your center because of injury to
Frank.
Yeah. You know, that's okay too, and so a lot of these guys are, you know, have that. Potential like Jordan Morgan could be a tackle guard guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's, I don't know.
I think there's a lot of good offensive linemen in this draft, and so I expect them to draft a couple where, I mean, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
It don't have to be in the first round.
So they did give up a draft pick.
Yeah, they gave up their second, third rounder.
Yeah, and I've seen different reports and people saying it was the Hockenson pick, and it was not the Hockenson pick. And the Hockenson trade has not been completely fulfilled yet because it was the early third round pick.
That's right.
That we're holding on to, a top 100 pick.
Yeah, 73, I think.
Yeah. So 26 picks. Or something like that.
Yeah, you know? we gave up 92.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that's still some good potential. And
now we gave up 92 for
Davenport? No. They traded for a corner from Tampa. Right. And it was
Carlton Davis the third.
Davis, that's right. Yeah. Pivot to.
Well, let's go defense now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's in the new acquisition, right? So, Carlton Davis, and that's great. And he's a upgrade to me from Sutton. And they could put Sutton to the other side.
Well, he's naturally on the right, and Davis is naturally on the left. So
is he? Oh, yeah, they wouldn't even have to move.
They don't have to move.
Okay,
and they don't have to do a thing with.
He's got the ability to follow a guy if you need him to.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. He's not going to hang with the fastest guy in the league, but that's all right.
But he can be physical with him.
Yeah, and that's what you really need. And it is.
Who's the Bengals wide receiver? Chase?
Yeah, Chase.
Jamar Chase?
Yes, yeah.
When he was asked who was the toughest cornerback he's faced in the NFL, he said Carlton Davis. Carlton Davis has always been with the Bucks. Chase has always been with Bengals. They don't even play, you know, it's AFC, NFC.
Yeah, but once in a while.
Yeah, they only play each other once in a great while. He comes up against this guy and he shuts him down. And and then you listen to people like, you know, and I'm calling you out here a little bit, Matt Leary. who says, oh, I don't consider this guy a number one cornerback.
Yeah.
Do you consider Jamar Chase a number one wide receiver? Because most people do.
Right.
And he seems to think highly of him. Yeah. He was Tampa Bay's number one defensive back.
In a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
The big knock on Davis is that he can't stay healthy.
Right.
You know, I mean, but he's managed about 14 games, pretty steady.
Yeah, and that's, to me, I said it over and over. I don't care if you're a running back or a cornerback or a quarterback. If you miss four games in a season, I'm not really going to give,
I mean, that's
I'll
nothing.
Give you a pass.
Yeah.
I know it's a quarter of a season or whatever, you know.
Yeah. So the top cornerbacks are making $20 million or more. That's what everybody's screaming for. Go after the flashiest guy. Well, this guy might miss four games, and he's making $14 million. I mean, same difference.
Yeah.
And you've got a number one cornerback. He is. He is good.
Yeah.
When he's out there, he's good.
And that's looking at press corner, you know.
Yeah, he is. Physical. I mean, he's physical press corner and long.
Yeah, which sounds like they're trying to do this year, pivot more to that.
I mean, that's what they needed opposite of Sutton, sure.
Yeah, that's what they finished the year trying to do, you know, is more man, less zone.
Right, you know? Right.
So,
right.
Which can affect the guys that you're looking for in the draft.
And they played more zone in Tampa Bay, and Davis is really set up more for man-to-man. And Sutton, who played mostly zone in Pittsburgh, sometimes struggles in man-to-man.
Yep, forced into it.
But, yeah, and so last year we started in zone, you know, but we couldn't get to the quarterback. And so, you know, there's one team out there. Was it Minnesota or is it Baltimore that blitzes with a zone, with like a three-man cover shell zone? Right. But they're the only ones in the league that do it. And, I mean, most of the time, if you're in a blitz, you're pretty much in man-to-man.
Right, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so to be aggressive in the blitz, force you in the man-to-man.
Yeah. Be safe in the back.
Yep. So, if you go to zone, then you're just letting them eat you up because you weren't getting to the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know. So it's that.
But it's a chicken in the egg. It's a gamble, and trusting your linebackers in the middle of all that.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I picture the Ravens in what you're talking about.
Now, the other cornerback that they got in free agency that they're signing came from the Raiders.
Yeah, Amik Robinson.
Robertson. Yeah, he's a little dog, man.
Yeah.
They're bummed. They're bummed that they're losing this guy.
I was following him a bit in the draft that year in 2020, and there was a lot of good names that year.
He's short, but he's quick. I mean, he's 180 something pounds, so I mean, at 5'8", I mean, he's stout. And he's a good mover. He can really jump. He's got great explosiveness.
Yeah, you've probably seen that the video of him picking off Jordan Love. Right.
Holy smokes, man! He looks like he's 3 feet off the ground.
Right. Yeah. he turned like he knew it was coming, and it was awesome.
Now he's a good back. I mean, and he can play all outside and inside. Gives him a lot more flexibility.
And on the reverse of Carlton Davis, he doesn't get hurt. This guy hasn't missed a game.
Yeah, well, he's played 17 games the last 2 years in a row.
There you go. Yeah, in 2 years. So, and cheers to that.
And here's the thing. So, and then they were able to pick up the defensive end.
Davenport. Marcus
Davenport that they knew from the Saints.
Yeah.
They draft him. So, you know, I think, you know, Dan and Aaron probably had a year with him.
Sure.
His rookie year. And then
they moved up to
2, 3, 4.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, Saints moved up to get him. I mean, he's a first round pick.
I don't know how much they had, the two of them had in the draft, you know.
Like, yeah, probably not a whole lot. Yeah, you know, it doesn't assistant seem like head coach or a head coach. Right? Yeah, assistant head coach and defensive backs coach.
Yeah.
So probably not
yeah.
a whole lot, but.
But conversations are had.
Yeah. It's still a guy they liked in the organization or they know.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. They know him.
Help bringing him up, you know. Yeah.
This guy is 6'6", 265 range. He basically, you know, is the Romeo Okorah replacement.
Yeah.
Romeo's job was to back up Aiden and to sometimes be an extra rusher. This guy can, you know, fill that role.
Yeah.
And they got him for like $6.5 million.
Right.
Everybody's like, well, this guy doesn't yeah. you know, move the needle for me. Okay, because like you said, you know, he's coming off big injury.
Yeah. Last year he just wasn't himself.
Yeah.
And
He had an ankle injury that cost him everything after, I think, game four. He never came back from that. Yeah. So it was fairly early in the year.
Okay, I was thinking he got injured the year before, and that last year was his comeback year, and it just took longer. But okay,
no.
Yeah, so he was
the year out. Before he was in New Orleans.
That's
spent his first 4 years in New Orleans.
I thought he got
hurt. Got 9 sacks.
I thought he got that hurt year. in New Orleans.
Maybe he did.
I thought he got hurt.
But he got 9 sacks.
Came back. His comeback year was Minnesota.
I think Minnesota paid him pretty good money.
Yeah, and I just thought he didn't do anything in his comeback
year. This is his first contract.
Yeah, I didn't realize he got hurt in Minnesota.
Yep.
Yeah.
He had 2 sacks in 4 games.
Yeah. So he was on his way to doing some stuff.
You know, he had 9 year before at New Orleans. So, I mean,
okay.
If he can back up Aiden and then be an extra, extra rusher, you know, on 3rd and long, you know, that's all you're really looking for. People don't realize that Pascal and Kaminsky are the closed ends on the other side.
Right. This is and not for opposite.
And pass rushing is, when you're talking about pass rush specialists, you're looking in this defense more at the Sam linebacker, who is James Houston, Betts, and maybe somebody to draft.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who they're going to rush with.
And they did sign James Houston.
Last minute,
just before the end of the year, so that it would have been last year. a whole hour and a half ago.
So
that's good. So you've got that whole Sam linebacker thing last year, that thing was
they ran out.
It was nuts.
I mean, Charles Harris, just fell off the planet.
Yeah.
And Houston got hurt. And that left you with the other Okorah, Julian Okorah. And Julian, he wasn't much of a pass rusher.
He's going to get dragged down in Philadelphia now.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, he fits in a better scheme.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bad team is going to drag him down.
Yeah, yeah.
They're over the hill.
Yeah. People think the Philly's going to recover this year. Sorry,
kid. But even the preseason last year, they were using Barnes at the Sam. And
yeah. And then he got hurt. They had to use Jack.
Right. Jack was trying.
Jack was literally their 4th-string Sam linebacker.
Yeah.
So when he should have been their 1st-string Mike. But he was, that's all they had left.
It was comical. It's almost like
And everybody's screaming about we got so close to the championship. Well, Jesus, we were falling apart at the end. and we still got there.
Yeah.
And that was because of coaching.
For sure. For sure.
You know?
Yeah. Both sides of the ball, not just, and AG as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's
constantly change things up. I hear people say, like Randy, oh, I'm tired of seeing the same thing. Well, he's changing things just because the players are failing does not mean it's the same fail.
Yeah.
They're failing in the same way, but the scheme has changed. They're trying.
Yeah.
It's the players that are failing, not the scheme. The
last I saw, they had a couple wins under their belt,
Yeah, like 12.
Yeah.
Couple in the playoffs.
Of course, they lost were because of the defense, but it's got beat,
Yeah, year one, they had zero defense. Year two, they had a quarter of a defense. Yeah. And year three, we were up to about 67%.
Yeah.
We're still trying to finish the defense. Come on, people. When Dan Campbell came in, he said, I want a powerful offense, violent defense.
Violent defense.
And a special teams that's a weapon. All right?
Yeah.
So that's their game plan. And they've stuck with their game plans.
Yeah. I've seen just about all of that. A little more violence on defense. From the DBs. And I see some of that. I see that candy in the first round, of the draft, to put someone ahead of these guys.
Right, right.
Because they're
and to me right now, you could go any direction you want to.
You just with the first round. It mostly just because I see, in no way are they building through the draft in the cornerback room, in my eyes, right? Chase Lucas was not
tendered.
Yeah, he was not tendered this year.
Yeah, I mean he didn't even make the club. He had to tender him his tender was up because they didn't even keep him on. Otherwise, if they'd kept him on the 53 all the time, he'd still be under his rookie contract.
Yeah,
He was seventh rounder. That's special teams.
Josh Jacobs
Jerry Jacobs
is gone.
Undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And so same thing as seventh rounder to me.
Kendall Vildor.
What was he? Fifth rounder.
In 2020.
In 2020.
Yeah, the same
year. Around behind. Robertson. Amik.
Yeah, like they're 139, 169 or something like that.
Okay.
So
there's improvement.
Yeah.
Plus we got a starter on the other side of Sutton. plus we re-signed E-Man. And allow him. He can stick in the building. Deal. Rehab through OTAs. He's been, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully, yeah. If you have E-Man and Sutton, Robertson and Davis,
yeah,
plus Branch and the nickel. That's a nice group.
It is. It really is.
All you need to do is draft one guy for development. You can get in the second, third round.
Right. Yeah, and like I said, I see the candy of the guys in the first round.
Yeah,
but it's not necessary,
right?
But yet,
if it's there, it's there.
It's there,
right? And if they like them,
it's sitting at 29 and not giving up anything to move up. You don't have to. You can definitely trade out if someone offers you something. But sitting at 29. You're going to have, like we talked wide receiver, we've talked cornerback. we've talked O-line, tackles and guards and centers. All those things are needed. All those things could fall to us without doing a thing.
Right.
And then you're like, well, okay. Like last year, Brandon Holmes was saying, well, we had 14 guys with a first round grade, and here we are sitting at 43, and the cornerback Branch is there,
yep.
And he's one of the 14, right? So, I mean, that's kind of becomes our offseason task is who are the Brad Holmes's first round grade.
Right, right.
Not so much, okay, well.
Is there still somebody there at 29?
Right, take out the quarterbacks.
As a first round grade. Right?
Take out the running backs this year. There are no real first round running backs.
Probably, right? Yeah.
But take out quarterbacks, take out linebackers, unless they're an edge rusher, right? The title of our last podcast 2 weeks ago was like an unfamiliar offseason, right? It's like, well, yeah, sitting here at 29 with a really good team is different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
unfamiliar to the Lions fans.
We've sat at 22 and 18 and whatever, like a year, and then like 16.
Lions fans know. I mean, don't panic. You know that they didn't go out there and get your big, you know, superstar, you know, guy that you wanted. You know, all that kind of stuff. It's like. Let me think. Now, he spent 14 on the corner, another 5, that's 19, that's 6.5. So he spent, you know, basically $25 million. Do you spend it on one guy or on three?
Right.
I mean, they got three guys.
Yeah. Smart money usage there.
Yeah.
And there's still room for a guy like DJ Reader. Detroit tomorrow.
The only spot
being Thursday.
To me, the only spot on the offense or defense, well, other than X wide receiver, that doesn't have a starter. Nose tackle.
Yep.
We could definitely need an upgrade over Benito.
Yeah. Who was
not that I don't like Benito, but
Benito,
I mean,
Benito was not tendered either.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, so. Yeah. If he comes back, he'll probably be just on a minimum contract.
Yep. So yeah, and once you do that,
I mean, Reader would be just perfect.
Be awesome.
Be just a perfect fit.
Yeah. So I was thinking like eight to ten for him. I don't know if I'm off base on that, but
I want to say that.
But I'd be okay with that because like Robinson got seven and a quarter or something.
Yeah.
Point something.
PFF or whatever, whoever does their spoke track, I think they got off around 15.
Okay.
3 for 45. You know, but he is coming off that quad injury.
Right. That's
you
that's
know, so that might drive price down. It might be why he hasn't signed yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's because, you know, he's got supposedly, you know, three teams interested in him, you know, but nobody signed him yet. You know, and he's coming to Detroit to get a, you know, physical.
Right, medical.
He'd like to be here. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, don't let him leave, you know. But if he fails your physical, it's...
Yeah.
Man, that's a...
But he's had the same injury on the other side.
Right.
Back in 2020, and he came right back from it. In fact, had a great year later.
Yeah.
1 year later, so...
And they're famous for taking on injury.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But this whole thing of, we'd love to have you, but why don't you come in for, a physical, and geez, your injury history is starting to catch up with you. You're 29? And you try to weasel them down, you know.
Yeah.
To where maybe we're in the third, you know, 12 mil a year, you know, type deal.
Yeah.
You know, 11, 12 mil.
Yeah.
You know, three for 35.
Yeah. Because you could do that with a...
Instead of three for 45.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's all part of the negotiation.
Because that is, as I recall, I mean, you weren't necessarily speaking nose tackle, but you've raised your voice a number of times about drafting a defensive tackle in the first round.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To me,
they're rotational pieces. So unless you got a guy that's going to be out there like Hutchinson, 90% of the snaps,
yeah,
and that is really rare with defensive tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it's just like, I mean, you know, you're not out there every snap.
No.
Don't take those guys in the first round.
Yeah, don't need to.
And the ones that, and the teams that do go, oh, look how good our defensive line is. Yeah, well, you suck everywhere else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but if Paschal comes on this year and like we think he just
he could,
might,
yeah. You know? Third year.
Yeah. And
that's... I'm really looking... What did I tell you guys last year, you and your Andy, was... I don't think I said it on air, but, you know, Hutchinson, I wasn't expecting a big jump out of him in year two. It's year three when I think, you know, he is really going to come out. And a lot of it just has to do with strength, you know?
Sure.
And actually, you know, like building into his body, growing into his body. I mean, that dude's 6'7".
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a growing boy.
That hit he took after that one-handed interception, you know,
the hip check. Hit to the knee, yeah.
Yeah. That, he's like, oh, God, yeah. But he walked it off.
Yeah.
But it was.
But the one that got, that made me laugh was when San Francisco's tight end.
Yeah, whatever his name is. I just keep thinking Disley, which is the other one.
Yeah. I want to say Witten.
Nope.
It's like Kelsey. Yeah. But anyway.
Kittle.
Gee.
There we go. Special K.
Yeah. Special K. I mean, he's a character, man. Great dude.
He sure is.
You know, and a great tight end. You know,
overrated in fantasy, but that's cool.
That's because he actually blocks.
He's good, yeah, right. Good at blocking. Yes, he's a good tight end.
But yeah, when he put Aiden on his backside, you know, with kind of a blindside block. But it's like, hey, man, you all right?
Don't forget about me.
You okay down there?
Yeah,
you got it. You know, Aiden gets up there laughing. You know,
damn. Yeah. Good on good, you know.
But it's like, you know, yeah, dude, you know, you gotta drop your, you know, drop your
pad level a little bit.
Yeah, your pad level, your something of gravity.
Yeah, just something about gravity. Hips, yeah. Sink your hips. But the same with Broderick Martin, right? And needing to upgrade your nose tackle areas, whether, you know,
he's going to be a good backup this year.
Yeah.
I think. But
and you get someone that can play the one as opposed to just a zero and things
well,
like
we
that.
Well, we basically play one. Yeah. We don't play a zero.
Okay. I just see Martin still is not nimble enough for the one, but... Maybe they're trying to get there.
Yeah, they're trying to get there. Yeah, he's got to keep his center of gravity.
Yes,
what I'm trying to get.
His pad level.
His pad level. His center of gravity is in his hips.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's sinking your hips. So, those tall guys, I mean, Martin's 6'5". So, you know, he's tall for a nose tackle, but he's a big boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he'll get it. He's a load. But, yeah. It would be nice to have a reader, you know, with Martin backing him up.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'd have Aleem McNeil with Levi on the rookie backing him up.
Yeah.
You know, and that still leaves you room for one guy, whether it's a three or a one, you know, in the draft. perhaps. The kid, I mean, there's a lot of good kids out there. I mean, it's not real deep, but I'd say, like, in day three, you can still get a nice nose tackle.
Yeah.
Developmental nose tackle in day three, where you're supposed to tackle.
Yeah. And yeah, so I like the sound of that. But they did give up a third rounder, so they have a little less capital this year to mess with.
Yep.
They got a sixth rounder?
Yep.
This year and next. So they have a...
But it's Tampa Bay, it's late.
Yeah. 2 sixths and a seventh.
A fifth, 2 sixths and a seventh.
Yeah. Yep. So maybe they can package some of those things to move around in the third and fourth round or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
To get their guy. So...
And especially if they move back... Out of the first round.
That is the other option, right? It's,
you get a high second plus your late second and then add maybe a third, another third or a fourth, and then you have your 2 6, now you have something to add to something to actually move up and get the guys that you want.
Yeah.
Because there's offensive linemen deep.
There is.
And there's cornerbacks deep.
We had a note on via Spotify, right? If you're a Spotify listener, we have quite a few followers on Spotify. Thank you for all of you guys. And our friend of the show in St. Louis sent us a note, Eric Anderson there. He's got some thoughts about O-line, and so from way back, right? Here, because it's a genuine need, right?
Right.
And a genuine force of the core of what Brad Holmes wants to do, I think. And so you got to beef that up. Do you want to run through the offensive line as it stands? Your starting offensive line?
Yeah, Decker and Glasgow and Ragnow and Panay Sewell. And then probably it would have to be Colby Sorsdahl at right guard.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. And then you have Skipper Dan backing up at one tackle. And so you need another backup tackle, a swing tackle. And you could use that swing tackle.
Yeah.
And then two more interior guys. Well, if you say Owasika, you'd need at least one. So I'd say at least one interior and one guard tackle or swing tackle.
Yeah. And then you need a backup center.
Yeah. One of those interior guys has got to be backup center.
Yeah. So you got to get two guys.
At least. Sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's a good draft for offensive line. So, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see two offensive line in this draft.
And that's where with the trade out of the first round, then you are definitely ignoring Kool-Aid McKinstry. The cornerbacks, for the most part,
maybe
but there's things that can happen.
Kool-Aid's gonna fall out of the first round. I think he is.
I wonder.
I think there's going to be more wide receivers in the first round than what people think.
Right. Exactly.
And
the corners, there may not be a top 12 cornerback this year. So
right. I mean, top 15, you can put in, those two top guys. You can put Mitchell from Toledo and Wiggins, I think.
Wiggins, but then there's...
Arnold.
Arnold, yeah, Terrion Arnold.
Yeah.
And...
those are the top three.
Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, he's...
I really like Cooper DeJean.
He's almost more of a nickel, though.
Yeah, but he's more of like an Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, to me, right? He's like a Brian Branch who should have went in the first round. Right. But yeah.
He's
somebody that can come inside, outside. Yeah. So he'll go.
There's a lot of
corners. He's
an Iowa kid, right?
Now. Right. And he's
like 6'1", 207.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like bigger than you think.
Okay. See, the kid that ran slow?
A little, maybe.
Okay.
But he's like, a three-sport athlete.
Yeah.
With track and baseball and like 3-year varsity baseball. Yeah. And
nice.
But not just track, but like state champion at jump and 100-meter dash. So
explosive.
So he's a freaking crazy athlete. So, yeah. And I watched the NFL Stock Exchange podcast with Trey and Connor Rogers. So I get a lot of information from them. So yeah. Shout out to them.
All right.
Listen and watch them. They're a lot of fun, not just informative. So
lot of good football content.
And they're draft oriented year round, so for junkies like myself, check them out. Yeah, now it's rarely Lions centered, right? But a little more this year in past years, so you can get some content from them, but still nothing insider-ish because there's no leaks. So.
Right. Yeah, right.
They don't know.
Seem to be any leaks.
Yeah. So what else? Anything we haven't there are moves that the Lions didn't make. Like we mentioned DJ Reader. They haven't made that. It may happen.
Yep.
But they haven't signed any wide receivers other than
their own. Yeah, right? I think most of the people the players that everybody wanted, you heard, we were good fits, or like I said, fans wanted, signed for good money, probably more money than what we really could balance. And you got to understand, it's all balance when it comes to the money.
Yeah. There's a lot of money going around.
Yeah, CJ went to Philly for 333, so that's good for him.
Yeah.
And he was, day two, right? I mean, he's not even day one kind of guys. I mean, some of these guys that got paid big money, I mean, you don't want to strap yourself on, big free agents, like on the defensive line where they get hurt all the damn time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd Swift go? Does Swift go to...
The Bears.
The Bears. He really went to Chicago. That's awesome. I mean, how...
So we got Montgomery. Yeah. The Bears got Swift. Vikings got Aaron Jones.
Yeah. And...
And Green Bay's got what?
What's his name? Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
One of my favorite running backs of all time. Yeah. But when I first heard that, I thought, that'll be a great pairing. And they said, we're, letting Dylan go. And I'm like, of course, let Dylan go. Pair him with Aaron Jones, And then they go, oh, no, we're letting Aaron Jones go, too. You didn't get any better.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, $12 million and $12 million or 12.5 for Aaron Jones and 12 for Josh Jacobs. Yeah. And they tried to get Aaron Jones to take less money before they released him, but he's like, I ain't down with that. And then how does this work? You sign both of us? No, we ain't signing you.
We're letting you go.
Wow, tough.
So a lot of people actually think that's a downgrade.
But
Aaron Jones hasn't been healthy
yeah.
as much, but in the past, to be fair, Josh Jacobs has had some injury problems. Yeah. Different years.
He's got more snaps, so he's got you know, more miles on him.
So I mean, I like them both. I think they're both good, good running
for backs. Sure.
You know, but I don't think anybody really improved.
No, it's just a lot of shuffling, and I lost track of the moves that were going on across the league the last 2 days. I mean, there was a lot of stuff. Lot of re-signings and a lot of shuffling, and you know, we mentioned the record money for centers and O-line and the money for defensive tackles and and then some things still are yet to come.
Yeah, we still got a long ways to go.
Yep.
I don't really know where, you know, the impact of the cap is right now.
Right, I haven't followed
with
that
guys.
To the
that, you know, let's say they had 45 and they just spent 25.
Yeah.
Right. So you know, let's say you know they got about 20 left. So you know they're not going to do a whole hell of a lot more.
Right.
Just add a few pieces.
Not everyone has a Patrick Mahomes that's making, you know, $500 million. Yeah. That can say,
by the way,
restructure me again.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Anytime you need a few extra dollars, you just let me know.
Yeah.
I'll just take that in bonus money.
Yeah.
You know, thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can just push the rest of this back.
Yeah, we're cool.
We're good.
As long as it adds up to $500 million, we're good.
I hate to see what Kansas City is going to look like the year after Mahomes is gone, because there's probably going to be about $200 million of dead money.
Right? Yeah, dead money, like for Denver. And
oh, man, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, they're paying Russell Wilson almost $40 million to leave.
Pittsburgh's paying them one and a half.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah.
Man.
That's quite a deal.
Yeah.
So, and there's, so far, there's no real market for Justin Fields.
Right? Maybe as a backup to the Raiders, you know? They signed, someone.
Maybe they're hoping Denver will come through with another trade.
Right. Let's go. You know? Yeah. What are they going to do? Keep them? You know, keep Fields in Soldier Field? I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, though. I mean, they've waited too long. They waited too late to get rid of them.
What are you doing? You're like limping.
Puppy dog.
Yeah, dog's coming up to me limping.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're not limping.
Right, yeah, she's been sleeping, so.
Yeah.
Leg's probably half asleep, isn't it?
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Like, just trim my toenails. Yeah.
Her tail's wagging, so she isn't in too bad shape.
No, she's happy. She's like, guys, it's been an hour. You haven't acknowledged me at all. I've been real good. Yeah.
Yeah, so all you folks out there, don't worry. I don't think we've downgraded by any means. I mean,
right.
we lost Jonah. I expect some additions there, through the draft.
Actually gave Glasgow a 3-year contract,
yep.
Which we weren't really expecting.
Yep.
But it's a solid deal.
Yeah.
Can get out of it if you need
to. Right. Get out on it after two.
So everything they're doing is smart and savvy and filling holes and leaving themselves open to, hate to say it, best player available.
That's right. That's the way it's going to be in the draft, and everybody's going to be disappointed. But, they're going to just take their player.
Yeah.
Whoever they like.
Yeah. And that's exciting. But shoot, we're running out of time here.
All right.
So.
It's good talking to you.
You too, bud. Good to have you back for the day. This has been with Roxy here, the dog. The M66 North Detroit Lions podcast, which we didn't say in the beginning of the podcast.
Yep.
But we'll sneak it in here.
Better get a shout out in.
Tom, myself, Rich, not Randy. Just have to say that again.
Yep.
Until next time.
Hope you're better soon, Randy.
Yep. Go free agency and watch for deer, One Pride.
There you go.
Go Lions.
Go Lions.